Welcome to the Beer Healer Shortcuts. You know, when I have these conversations, quite often there's a little tidbit here and there that gets thrown onto the cutting room floor, which might actually be of interest to some people, but they tend to go nowhere. Other times, there might be a new beer being released, or a new brewery being opened, or perhaps one of the listeners has had an amazing beer experience that they just need to share with the listeners. These are great reasons to have a conversation, but they aren't usually enough to fill a typical 30 to 60 minute episode, but there is still some great stuff in there. If you are a brewery, a sales rep, a brewer, or just a fan, the Beer Healer Shortcuts is the place where your fun, interesting, and informative tidbits have a home. So, let's get into another Beer Healer Shortcut. Welcome back to another Beer Healer Shortcut. Today, I've got Moffat Beach Brewing Marketing Director Craig Williams on the line with me. Welcome aboard, mate.
Thanks, mate. Long time listener, first time caller. Great to be on the show.
Cheers, mate. Today we're going to sort of have a bit of a talk about a brand refresh. Now, as many marketing people do when they jump into a new company, like Craig did, he joined Moffat Beach earlier this year. They love to put their stamp on things and either do a brand refresh or create a new logo or build a new website or in my case at Tribe, you know, try a new direction with some of the content we're producing. It's just what we marketers do. And Craig has been diving deep into a brand refresh, if you like, with the cans, which sort of struck my interest this week when I saw it on Instagram. I thought, I've got to find out more about this because being a marketer, I love these sorts of things. So, Craig, what's been going on?
Yeah, mate. Well, thanks for the intro. And first of all, I don't actually consider myself a marketer. I'm just a guy who loves pretty things and I loves beer and try to make those two things come together. But
nice.
Yeah, no, Moffat Beach. It's a really interesting position that we're in right now, and I probably wouldn't even think of it as a brand refresh. But we're almost in a bit of a whole phase of transition. So I don't know if you know too much about the Moffat Beach story, but it was founded by husband and wife team, Matt and Shaz Wilson, who fled the big city of Sydney about 10 years ago and wanted to kind of, I guess, escape the rat race, try something new. And they had this vision of we wanted to celebrate craft beer, you know, fresh local produce, to create a kind of a cafe or a venue where they could put their stamp on things, and had no kind of idea where they were going to do it or whatever it might look like, but saw a place become available in Moffat Beach, which is a tiny little kind of seaside town, south end of the Sunshine Coast. I flew up to see it and pretty much bought it on the spot and said, let's give it a crack. Had never really run their own thing before, but, you know, that sense of entrepreneurialism and a bit of a risk-taking mentality, and off they went. But, over the next sort of a couple of years, their cafe gained a bit of a name for itself. Fantastic food, local produce, a lot of the locals was a bit of a favorite. And then Matt kind of had always been a passionate beer fan. He'd kind of been there in Sydney in the early days of Four Pines and so on. So he started bringing in craft beer into the venue and was probably one of the first venues on the Sunshine Coast to be dedicated to craft beer. That kind of went into home brewing, and he turns out he was quite good at it. So they put in this tiny little brew kit in the back of the venue, a 300-litre brew kit, and he started selling his own beers. But as you can imagine, with a brew kit that size, he literally could only keep up with demand over his own bar. So for the last, 5 years, Matt and Shaz have created this company, Moffat Beach Brewing Co. They've got a range of beers that just literally sell out before they can even, get them on keg and they're gone. And along the way, they've been lucky enough to pick up quite a few big awards. They won, I think it was Champion Independent Brew Pub 2020, I think. There was Champion Independent Brewery, Small Independent Brewery in 2018. But no one could get their beers outside of this little postcode. So the guys have now, you know, they're in that same philosophy of backing themselves. They've invested in a huge new production brewery and tap room, literally 5 minutes down the road in Caloundra, with a 20 hectolitre, literally state-of-the-art brew house.
20 hectolitres—that's a good size.
They've increased their capacity by 700% in one day, which is nuts. So, and we've literally spent the last couple of months kind of, I guess, dialing in that system and ensuring that, you know, the beers that are coming out of that at much bigger batches are of the same quality, if not better, as what Matt's been brewing. And happily, he's done it. You know, within the first few batches, they were entered into, I think it was the Royal Queensland Food and Wine Beer Awards, and again, just won gold medal after gold medal. So, yeah, we're kind of, when I mentioned we're at this transitional phase, I've only come on in the last few months, and it's kind of a phase of a business that's, you know, been run around a small brew pub serving a local customer base to all of a sudden we're able to get into distribution and wholesale and bring on, you know, new accounts to sell beer outside of our own venues. So I guess as part of that, my remit has really been about, you know, the guys know they brew great beer. It's unstated. They've got the beer side of it down pat.
Yes.
What I guess we needed was to bring the rest of the look and feel, the brand, the design, and even kind of processes and systems and people up to the quality of the beer. So to kind of make sure that what we're presenting to the market, our look and feel is as premium as the beer is. And that's where I've kind of come on board. But
It's interesting that you say that, because I've seen the befores and the afters of these, and the befores, while they looked nice and they had like a very strong, you know, Moffat Beach Brewing Co, you know, font on the top of them, I don't think they necessarily jumped out of the fridge at you as being a family of beers. They were similar but not quite. And I think what I'm seeing with the new cans is that you've kind of gone to an effort of really, you know, making these things look like they belong, even if on each of the cans you've got a different image. And effectively what you've done is you've created a piece of art and wrapped it around a can, from what I can see. Even though each one of those images are completely different colours and whatever, they still sort of look like they belong together by use of some of your font work in the beer name. You know, you've got the really clear white branding for Moffat Beach Brewing, and there's a similar style to those illustrations, if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's really easy when you're working within a brewery and you see these cans all the time, day in, day out, to kind of just, you get so used to it, you become blind to it. And what I think you find is it kind of takes a new set of eyes to come in and look at things and go, okay, there's not a lot of consistency here. There's, you know, if you were looking at these for the first time, how would you know that this beer is by the same brewery as this beer, and so on? So I guess for me, it's kind of, you know, the biggest thing I would always come back to is you need your design to tell the story of what your brewery is about, right? Yes. You need to be really clear on what your why is, I suppose. And, you know, I moved here from Melbourne a few months ago, and I still feel survivor guilt for having left Melbourne.
I'm with you, mate.
In the midst of everything and living up here now, but it's a completely different world. And, you know, I was working in a role back in Melbourne where it was just insanely hectic. And to come up here and sort of just take your foot off the gas for a bit and allow yourself to sort of slow things down. You know, things do move a hell of a lot slower up here on the Sunshine Coast. You know, I wanted to kind of capture that. And I think Matt and Shaz, in the same vein, had left roles in pretty fast-paced roles in Sydney, moved up here, and I kind of wanted to get, you know, that feeling when you go on holiday to the beach, it's an escape, right? It's a
holiday? What's that?
Well, I know, back in the prehistoric times, but it's that sense of escape of going, you go to the beach, you stick your toes in the sand, you got the waves rolling in, the sun's just hitting you. It's like, this is it. This is, you know, you can actually take a deep breath and you feel somewhat human again. And, you know, for me, so I've kind of, we've workshopped this and I've pinned down that why to, like, we think everyone deserves that kind of escape from the everyday. So I want people to look at these cans and just the way we've designed them, there's a lot of sort of, you know, we're very much inspired by the scenery and the landscape of the Sunshine Coast. And we've really leaned into that. So the golden beaches, the kind of, vibrant sunsets, the hinterland, the Glasshouse Mountains, like the colours up here, the sunsets, I don't know if you've ever seen a Sunshine Coast sunset, but they are every single night, it's like dinner and a show. There you go. I wanted to capture that. And you know, you might think it's, you know, we're in Australia, everyone does a lot of beach stuff and so on, but I don't think it's true. I think, you know, if you're in that environment, why not own it and give people that sense of holiday joy. But yeah, so I guess to that point, so, you know, we worked with our designer, Phil Townsley, who previously worked with me on Gabs and also Stomping Ground. You know, the brief was really, how do I, one, create a a label or a product that reflects the premium nature of the beer? And how do we kind of, I guess, in a way, transport people to that feeling of holiday destinations, of being at the beach, of, you know, I want you to pick up this can and go, oh, God, I want to be there.
Yeah. It's funny. I used to work for many years at Lion, and, you know, Bogues was one of our big beers down here in Tasmania. And their whole thing when they bought Bogues and brought it into the whole portfolio was, how do we take that Tasmanian provenance to the mainland? And everything we were doing early on in the early days of that was, you know, how do we show off Tasmania? Because, you know, Tasmania's got great produce, it's got great places, and people sort of people love Tassie. They're never offended by it and that sort of thing. When they sort of enjoy the elements, the nature, and everything about Tassie. And we was like, well, how do we put that into the bottle and take that? You know, well, I think it became the Fresh Waters of Tasmania campaign or whatever was part of that. You're doing that in a similar way with these Moffat Beach cans. Like, they are absolutely stunning, the images on here, and you can sort of you get that feeling. The question I got for you around that, though, is, do you think that resonates with people who are, I don't know, down in Melbourne or in a city in Sydney and that sort of thing? I'm not sure how to phrase that question. Like, will that work in that way that are you taking Moffat Beach to other places, or is it just really, as you're saying, that feeling of being on holidays?
Mate, I think it's a really good point, and I absolutely think it resonates. And the reason I do is because it's, you know, if you think of like beer brands, I don't think of them as just being about the beer in the can. You know, beer brands these days, especially craft beer brands, they're lifestyle brands, right? You pick up that can, you kind of, you know, if I pick up a Hop Nation can, that says something about my personality. If I pick up a Bogues can or a Bogues bottle or whatever it might be, that says something about my personality. I think, you know, and for years as well, there's been a very close correlation between beer marketing and tourism marketing. If you think about, you know, the Great Northern, the beer from up here, and, you know, even the Bogues ads that you mentioned with the crystal clear waters of Tasmania, you could literally switch out the Bogues logo on the end of that ad and put in a Visit Tasmania logo, and it would make perfect sense. I think it definitely does resonate. I think people can, you know, whether they've been to Moffat Beach or to the Sunshine Coast or not, the idea is that you can pick up that can and it can provoke an emotion of, I want to be in that space, whether it feels like a beach that, you know, it feels like Moffat Beach, I've been there before, or it feels like I want to go to Hawaii, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I think travel and holidays and relaxation is a universal thing.
Talking about Hawaii, I've just been watching that White Lotus on binge lately. Oh, my God, what a strange little series that was. But I digress. So you've almost come reverse of what, you know, some of the trends we're seeing in beer these days is this whole hyper-local sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You guys were hyper-local. Now I guess, other than maybe going reverse, are you trying to take that hyper-local feeling, theme, idea to a wider audience?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I think we are still, I think like most breweries, you know, at the moment we're very hyper-local. We're a very small setup on the Sunshine Coast, and we literally, it's like the bar at Cheers. You walk into the beachside venue, everyone knows your name.
Norm!
I know, and but you know, we work with people around the local neighbourhood and so on. But, you know, I think the sense of kind of, if you're from Moffat Beach or if you've been to Moffat Beach and you know we've got that very iconic kind of headland, the Norfolk Pines, all of those images that we've used across, like that passenger pale ale, that giant sort of figure in the front there, that sits literally outside the venue next to the playground. It's, if you know those silhouettes and those shapes, they're instantly recognizable. But at the same time, if you haven't been there, there's something there that you can connect to as well. So it's the designs are easily kind of transposable, I suppose.
Yeah, I love them. What's your favorite design out of the six cans you put out so far?
Oh, it's a tough one. And again, like I say, when you look at them all the time, you kind of go from you want to look at the next one in the line. We recently did a limited release called Shadow of the Moon with
Eclipse Hops
Australia. Eclipse Hops, which I don't know if you've
mate, I was involved in the sample pack that went out when that hop came out.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, just incredible tasting. You get that big burst of mandarin and so on. But so that label was a little bit of a departure from that core range of beers that we've put together. a little darker, but kind of playing into that eclipse and that little glint of the sun flare off the moon, which I do love that. But I think of the core beers, they're all quite different. We've kind of got a very classic beach headland, the Moffat Beach headland on our summer ale, which, you know, and when I look at that as well, we've tried to tie them back to the previous designs as well. So one of the kind of hallmarks of the previous design of our summer ale, which is pretty much our flagship beer, was the yellow color of the design. It kind of got a nickname as the Moff's Mango. with playing on the famous Milton Mango. But, so we've tried to retain some of those elements. And similarly with Passenger, that tree was a core part of the previous design.
Part of it, wasn't it?
So I don't know. Look, it's interesting. We put a post out the other day just to get people's feedback on the designs. And it was very split across the lot of them, like a lot of positive feedback across all of them. A lot of love for Summer, for our Social Jam mid-strength trilogy with the kind of glasshouse mountains, which, again, you just wouldn't find mountains like that anywhere else in Australia. They're remarkable.
So I'm going to go for the Social Jam because I remember drinking the original Social Jam, and I love the fact that they could not be further apart in their designs now from what it was to what it is. It's amazing, amazing change. And being a big fan of mid-strength beers, it certainly resonates with me.
It's a great mid-strength.
It is good, yeah.
It's one of Queensland's best.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, well, there you go. I knew I enjoyed it when I had it. I think I might have got that through Beer Cartel at one stage. Can I ask about the Deadbeat Boyfriend? What's that all about?
I think it's beer, right? So you can't take yourself too seriously, and I think for us it's a bit of playfulness. I think the story goes behind that one is that Matt and Sharon, so the two founders, Sharon's sitting behind me now, they've got two young daughters, and Matt, with his humorous turn of phrase, thought, I'm the owner of a brewery and I've got two young daughters, so I'm sure I'll expect a deadbeat boyfriend sometime in my future.
Aha.
Me, you know, that beer, we've kind of twisted that a little bit now. Our beer is, that's kind of it's a cream ale, which is it's kind of like drinking a lager but brewed as an ale. It's a super easy drinking, highly refreshing beer. And for us, that's our kind of almost our gateway beer, right? If people walk into the bar and they say, just want a normal beer, I just want a beer that tastes like real beer, that's when we'll serve them a deadbeat. It is a classic easy drinker. For me, I kind of thought, okay, deadbeat boyfriend, how can I play on this? And it's a beer that's just not too ambitious or not too complicated. It's not packed full of a million ingredients or triple dry hopped or whatever it might be. I was trying to write the tasting note for it, and I said to my wife, Kim, how do I describe deadbeat boyfriend? And she goes, not overly ambitious. Gone on the label, good. I think that label as well, it just shows we can have a bit of fun with it. The shark coming out of the surf.
Yeah, it's all it needs. If you could put a sound on a label, it just needs a ew for the shark.
We had a little video of Matty canning the Deadbeaters is coming out, and he was literally blessing each can with a little shaka as it came out of the line.
I like it. I like it. So you got a big year ahead of you, you guys. New cans, new brewery, new plans. Where are we going to be seeing them?
Yeah, we're definitely already sort of starting to pick up a lot of accounts throughout Southeast Queensland in particular. And I think we'll be looking to move further afield as well. So, you know, for us, it's super exciting, right? Because we've literally gone from brew a beer, put it in a keg, sell it at our own bar. We'd never had to worry previously about, you know, packaging, cartons, cases, even online sales, none of that. Yeah. We're literally looking at, you know, things like barcodes. We've never done barcodes before. So it's kind of, these are exciting new times, and great to be able to, I guess, be part of the team and help shape those kind of processes and strategies moving forward.
That's cool. You got to send it to Tassie because Tasmanians have a love affair with Queensland, the Gold Coast, all those spots up the coast there, because back in the day that was the place that Tasmanians would go and holiday. Like I remember in the 80s, you know, the one place you wanted to go to was Surfers Paradise or Noosa or somewhere like that. And I used to have this theory when I worked with Lyme that when we had Forex Gold just absolutely storming the nation, and in Tasmania, it was like the second biggest beer in Tasmania behind Bogue's Draft. Yeah, and I used to always have this theory that there, and when the Summer Bright one came out as well, that that Tasmanians have this love affair with Queensland, and so they wanted – it's almost like what Great Northern have done with the beer up here, that they want to drink a beer that they remember, you know, being on the Goldie or whatever, and they've got these beautiful sort of memories of this beer in this can on the beach. And I really felt like that helped sell that beer in this state. So I'm thinking Moffat Beach will work in the exact same way, so get it down here.
Hot tip. I'll get some beers down there for sure.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Well, looking forward to see what happens. As I said, the cans look great. I'll leave a link in the show notes so people can see all those wonderful cans in your shop there and maybe jump online and purchase a few as well. So, Craig, thanks for your time today, mate. I really enjoyed having a chat with you. I think you guys are going to be doing some great stuff in the near future. And as I said, the beers are sensational. So cheers to great beers.
Awesome, mate. Thank you, Chris. And, yeah, thanks for the chat.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to another Beer Healer Shortcut. To help support the show, rate, review, follow, or subscribe via your favourite podcast platform, especially if you listen on Apple Podcasts. If you've got something that you want to share with the listeners, shoot me a message via my Facebook or Instagram page. Cheers to great beers.